And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Chuck Roberts.
Yeah, hi. How you doing? Hey, we got a triple header for you today. And then tonight, we've got baseball, 6 o'clock, with the Diamondbacks against the Los Angeles Dodgers. So, busy, busy, busy. We're going to start the program with a special interview that Sanford Cohen did with one of the best guitar players in the world who never gives interviews. Plus, in the middle of the interview, Sanford's going to have a contest, so stay tuned for that, too. Then after that, we have special information for people who are have family or are part of the veterans community in our area. And we're going to wrap things up with an opportunity for you to win money. And we'll explain about that later on. But right now, let's take a time out on the Hands-Free Radio K&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood. We'll be back with Sanford Cohen right after these words.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. Cold weather will be here before you know it. Now is the time to save money this winter with our pre-buy program. You can purchase all or part of the propane you think you'll use between October and March at a guaranteed low rate. If you don't use it all, we'll credit your account. This deal is only good while supplies last, so order today. Go to BarrettPropane.com or call us at 636-1600. That's 636-1600. And don't forget, we're the local guys. When you buy here, your money stays here. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
This Labor Day weekend, jam down to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel for the 2019 Reggae Fest. This August 31st, experience Rasta like never before and jam out to nothing but positive vibes starting at 1:30 p.m. This stacked lineup includes local favorite Kill Babylon Coalition, iConscious, Pato Bonton, and special guest headliner, Hyrie. Tickets are just $25 and on sale now at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel or at CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com. Management reserves all rights.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. This is one of my favorite ads, so I'm bringing it back. Years ago, I noticed a poster in the break room of our Prescott store. It was titled An Old Cowboy's Advice, and I just had to revisit it. Its advice is timeless, like life is simpler when you plow around the stump. And a bumblebee is considerably faster than a John Deere tractor. Then there's don't corner something that you know is meaner than you. And last but not least, most of the stuff people worry about ain't never going to happen anyway. Good common sense, just like Olson's. Our mission is the healthy feeding of your livestock and pets from a common sense perspective. We think local, we speak local, and we care local, and we only carry the best feed, hay, and pet food. You'll find us in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and on the web at olsonsgrain.com. By the way, in case you're wondering what Olson's common sense saying is, why, good enough just isn't, of course.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we're back on Talk of the Town, and joining me is Otmar Liebert. He is a world-class guitarist, and he's going to be reappearing at the Soundbites Grill in Sedona. 1 week from today, actually, he'll be playing on Thursday and Friday night at Soundbites. And Otmar, it's really a joy to have you joining us here on Talk of the Town.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
So I know it's kind of hard to judge the picture when you're in the frame, but your music has really developed a worldwide calling, and I wanted to go very quickly through the evolution of how that happened, because basically you did train as a classical guitarist, but you were looking to maybe make your mark in rock music, and then Santa Fe, New Mexico came into being, and how did that influence you?
I studied classical guitar and then played electric guitar for a while, lived in Boston for almost 7 years, and the last 3 years of which I was a bicycle messenger, because I had a job at a bank as a teller, and the bank wanted to promote me and give me a scholarship to go to a banking college. And I figured the only way to stop that was to take a job that had no upward mobility, and that was a bicycle messenger. So I have really good calves, but I obviously didn't make much money with it. And in 86, I helped a guy drive a van to Santa Fe. He was moving back to Santa Fe where he was from, and I thought I would just sort of tag along. I'd never been out in the Southwest, and my intention was just to spend a couple of weeks here and then decide on my future. And I enjoyed it so much that I'm still here, and it's been a lot of years.
Now, coming to Sedona, Sedona has a special quality to it. What do you take in from being amongst the red rocks of Sedona?
Well, Sedona is very similar to Santa Fe with the vibe. Santa Fe's obviously a bit larger, but I really enjoy taking walks and when I'm in Sedona and looking at the mountains. I think it's a very special place, and that's one of the reasons I keep coming back.
Now, your approach to your music, talk a little bit about the mixture of influences and how they, you know, come together in what one can only really describe as kind of a virtuoso style, I think, that has all kinds of great influences in it.
Right. It's sort of like making a soup. You need a lot of different ingredients. I think whenever you scratch at the surface of a style of music, you find that it actually is a whole bunch of different things. So even if you look just at flamenco, it's not just Spanish folklore. For 700 years, you know, the Moors were in Spain. So I would say about, you know, 60 to 70 to 80% of flamenco comes from the Arabic culture. In fact, most of the flamenco rhythms can be played by any Arabic percussionist. And then another part of it actually came from the Caribbean. The rhythms that we know as tangos flamenco or rumba were actually brought to Spain by sailors from the Caribbean. So it's not a monolith of like Spanish music. It's actually Spanish folklore plus Arabic plus Caribbean. And of course the Caribbean stuff originated somewhere in Africa and then became, you know, also in the Caribbean became reggae and salsa. So you start with that and then you build on that and add other ingredients and that's sort of what I like to do. This new album called Fet, I've been listening a lot to Caribbean music, and, you know, not just reggae and salsa, but also to soca and souk music. So there's a little bit of that influence in there as well.
We're talking with Otmar Liebert, guitarist, who's going to be appearing a week from today for two nights at Soundbites Grill in Sedona. Now, I know there is kind of a tug of war, I guess, if you want to call it that, between being true to your art and being commercially successful, that in some ways, once you've established yourself in the genres that you have, that somehow being commercially successful is like an antithesis to being true to one's art, but yet you have been able to produce albums not only that have integrity, but also be able to sell a heck of a lot of records. Do you have any idea why that is?
Well, I think I am, you know, a fairly hard-headed person, which is one of the reasons. You know, I mean, I kept saying to myself, oh, if I don't have a recording contract by the time I'm 25, I'll give it up and do something else, and then I'd be 25 and think of, oh, well, maybe 27 and maybe 30. And so I think it's being convinced of what you want to do is an important part. And I think from the beginning, the record company after my first album, Nuevo Flamenco, wanted me to recreate that. And from the beginning, I put my foot down, and the second album had quite a bit of a different sound with a piano added and a horn section. So I think the secret was to just start off that way and try different things. And luckily, I found an audience that is willing to see what I come up with next. I mean, my last album before FET was Slow, and that was just multi-track guitar music. So, and obviously Slow, hence the title. So it's a combination of me just insisting on doing what I want to do and my audience being kind enough to go with that.
Well, and the descriptions of some of the ideas behind these albums are just fascinating. Slow, the one you just mentioned, where you're making a statement against the sound of billions of smartphones beeping with the latest news, likes, and comments keeping us in a state of constant alarm. I can so relate to that statement,
right,
and understand why you need an antidote for that kind of situation.
Well, I think we all can. I mean, you know, the way the media now has to work is that they depend on clicks. And how do you get clicks? By saying something that, you know, is slightly outrageous that people want to click on. So, you know, I have, my phone has not rung in, gosh, probably a year and a half. I just turned my ringer off, and my life has become a little more quiet and a lot more pleasant. I think, you know, I think the internet relatively to humans is such a new thing as our mobile devices that it's just going to take us a long time to figure it out of how to actually use it and have it be, you know, beneficial to us. I see a lot of people who seem pretty deeply into that rabbit hole, and it doesn't look like it's that much fun.
And I can really appreciate the fact that there are people like you out there that take of their time and their creativity to try and dampen that kind of influence. By the way, in a few minutes, we're going to be giving away a night with two tickets to the Friday night performance at Soundbites Grill, and also a chance to meet Otmar backstage for a quick hello, and also a CD. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned, and we'll have that in for you here in just a few minutes. So now your appearance at Soundbites Grill a week from today, next
right.
Thursday and Friday, do you have a plan in mind as to what your set's going to look like, or is this something that changes on the fly? What's your feeling about what you put together for your appearance at Soundbites?
Well, both is usually true. Usually there's changes on the fly, and I've been playing long enough together with these two guys that are both fabulous musicians. It's John Gagan on bass and Chris Steele on drums and percussion, that they if I start a different song, they know most of my repertoire. They can just follow. But what we do generally is a mix of stuff from something from the very latest album to stuff from 1990 from Nuevo Flamenco. So we have, like, I think I have 30 albums out, something like that. So the set list changes every year, and often it changes from show to show.
Now, you did play with Carlos Santana, and he was an inspiration to you. What was that experience like?
Well, it was very dreamlike, very, because I saw him when I was, I think, 15, maybe 16, in Cologne, Germany, and it was a pretty amazing experience, especially since he had his opening act was a band that I was not familiar with at the time and who were at the top of their game in 1975, and that was Earth, Wind, and Fire. So when in 1996, when my band toured with Santana for, you know, 3 or 4 months and opened for him and then joined him on stage when he was playing, and we usually paid for about half an hour every day with him, a number of songs that he wanted to play with us. It was pretty amazing. It was sort of a very fairy tale sort of thing. I had to pinch myself, you know, I'm about to go up there and play some stuff with Carlos, and it was definitely a great experience.
Now, you've had a number of albums that have been nominated for Grammys, Borrasca in 1991, The Hours Between Nights and Day, 1993, yep. Opium, 1996, One Guitar, 2006, and in that case, that was your first solo guitar album. Is there more of a weight on you carrying an entire album by yourself as opposed to having your musician friends with you?
For me, it was, and the way this album actually came together was pretty interesting. I created a thing on my website to download and to sell some of my work, and I started publishing some songs that originally just started to hear the difference of recording at 24-bit 96K rather than at CD quality, which is 16-bit 44.1. And I put my first one or two things that I tried with the solo guitar that were really just testing how much better it would sound. And I got so much response to them, like, you know, can't you make a whole album like this, that I kept doing it. And actually ended up really enjoying that album. And I was really surprised by how many people bought the album and enjoy it.
Well, let's take a moment here and bring some joy into one listener's life. If you would like to take advantage of our offer here today on the Friday performance, a week from tomorrow at Soundbites Grill, we have two tickets for you, as well as a CD and a quick meet and greet with our guest, Otmar Liebert. Please be our first caller at 445-8289. That's 445-8289. Caller number one will be on their way to Soundbites Grill a week from tomorrow to see Otmar Liebert in concert. And you're also just coming off a couple of dates at the Musical Instrument Museum, which I know you have played at before at the MIM. Isn't that a fabulous room?
Yes, it is indeed. It's a lovely place.
Yeah, I really am so excited that there are people like Steve and Michelle at Soundbites and the folks at the MIM that are so musician-centered, and by doing so, it really enhances the experience for the audience, and I know that you will be in quite good form and in good company when you play at Soundbites Grill a week from today, Thursday and Friday next week. I know you have a very busy schedule, and I am super pleased that you were able to take some time out and spend some time with us. You've had a magnificent career so far, and there sounds like there's still a lot of gas in the tank.
Yeah, I keep getting excited about things that are happening around the world. There's actually a really interesting thing. I've made this playlist for myself to listen to, you know, the stuff, whether it's the pop rumba in Spain or stuff from the Caribbean or some of the new Afrobeat. There's a real similar vibe to a lot of the drumming and percussion on it. And it's really interesting the different contributions that are being made. And, it still is very exciting to me. Plus, I want to do another album like Slow, with just guitar. So yeah, there's going to be a few more albums for sure.
Well, terrific. And again, it's Otmar Liebert at the Soundbites Grill 1 week from today for two nights, Thursday and Friday night. Otmar, it's been our pleasure. I want to say a big thank you to Ray from Universe Records for helping to put this interview together. Continued success and safe travels.
Thanks
and
so
we
much.
Can't wait till you get here and get to play for us with the Red Rocks of Sedona.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Otmar Liebert joining us on Talk of the Town. We will be back right here on KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Are you craving a lodgepole light cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Pale Apricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
It sure is hot in Cottonwood in the summer, and nothing is cooler than riding Cottonwood Area Transit.
Bruce, CAT provides friendly, safe, and courteous travel, and that's why riding the CAT is cool during the summertime.
Cottonwood Area Transit can take you where you want to go in Clarkdale, Verde Villages, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Lynx will give you a cool ride to Sedona.
Don't forget your trips to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
Rudy, that's hot stuff.
And I'm riding the cool CAT. Let's go.
Visit CottonwoodAZ.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Ready for yoga class?
Ugh, I'm dragging today. I just haven't been eating great lately.
You should try a GNC multivitamin.
Aren't those expensive?
No, they're only $9.99. GNC One Daily Multis are scientifically formulated and quality checked. It's why they're the most trusted nutritional supplement brand in the world.
And only $9.99?
Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
With wellness that affordable, I could spend more money on yoga pants.
Stop into GNC or visit gnc.com/multis to get the highest quality wellness essentials like Women's Ultra Mega or Mega Man One Daily Multivitamins for only $9.99.
Now there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Oh, yes, there is. Augie's Happy Hour with some tasty reds and whites. Just the thing for those summertime blues. Enjoy the beautiful blue sky on Augie's patio with mountain views that make every meal a sight to behold. Chef Joel will have you jumping for joy all summer long at the one and only Augie's. Call 777-0330. The place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Friend of those who want no friend, 'tis I, McGee, and hello and welcome back again. Congratulations to Ryan Hawkins, who won those tickets. My golly, there you go. Pays to listen. We got lots of things for you to pay attention to for the next half hour, 45 minutes, starting off with my introduction of our friend Mary Dillinger from the Northern Arizona Veterans Administration's Hospital, or however acronym it is today. Prescott VA, I call it. No. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Chuck. Thank you for having me. And it's Northern Arizona VA Healthcare System.
That's what I thought I said.
That's what you said.
Okay. I don't remember. I wasn't listening at the time. Hey, I should have to say that Northern Arizona Veterans Administration, that covers more territory than the state of New Jersey, folks.
It covers over 65,000 square miles, Chuck.
It's busy, busy.
It is. We have a clinic down in Anthem. Some people consider Anthem Phoenix, but that clinic actually belongs to us up here. And then we have all of our other clinics all over Flagstaff, Kingman, Lake Havasu. We have our smaller clinics out in the Hopi, Navajo area. Yes, we have a lot of clinics.
We'll be talking about the activities at Anthem later on in this interview, but right now I'd like you to introduce your guest.
Yes. Hi, so I brought Sky with me. Sky works at U.S. Vets.
Sky,
pretty much anybody.
Do you have a last name?
No.
Okay.
Sky Biasetti.
Okay. Go ahead.
So Sky has probably been at every outreach event anybody's ever gone to. She's been running the when U.S. Vets does the stand downs. She's been there since I've been here. So
yeah, this will be 13 years.
Long time. So it's wonderful when Sky comes to all the outreach events that we have that U.S. vets are invited to come to. So just if anybody has anything veteran-related and you'd like U.S. vets, Sky is definitely your point of contact.
And that stand-down is Sky is 13 and 14.
Yes, September 13th and 14th. It's a two-day outreach event to provide services to homeless veterans. And it starts at 9 a.m. on Friday the 13th and goes overnight all the way to Saturday the 14th and ends at around 3 o'clock.
So what is this all about? What's this for?
Well, the purpose of Stand Down is really to give a reprieve of homelessness to those that are experiencing homelessness. Give them a chance to get off the street, get something to eat, get some clothing. We are coming into the winter season in the next, you know, couple months. And our goal with the Stand Down is to make sure that those that are experiencing homelessness, one, have an option of housing. We follow the housing first philosophy and we want to house them first. But if they are not housed, we want to make sure that they are able to withstand the winters that we have here in Prescott.
Yeah. When it's 98 degrees, you don't think about it, but it won't be but 4 or 5 months and we'll be, yeah, it'll be brisk out there for sure. You've been doing this for so long. How has it evolved from your first couple?
Wow. The first one that I came in and was kind of given the job to do it and didn't even really know what it was.
Yeah.
I did a lot of research and Stand Down actually started in San Diego, California, and it was a very unique initiative, and it kind of has rolled across the country everywhere to support homeless veterans. And so I went down to the Phoenix one and experienced that as well. And so we had the first Stand Down here that I organized actually at the VA. So we did it on the VA grounds. It was, gosh, I think we served maybe 100 to 150 individuals.
That long ago, that many?
Yes. We've actually only gone, well, it went up. I started in 2007.
Yeah.
So it went up after the economic crash, but then it has been significantly kind of decreasing, and now it's been kind of stable for the last few years.
Yeah.
So we serve approximately 250 individuals during the Stand Down. 100 of them are usually in the unsheltered definition, and 150 are at risk of being unsheltered. Wow. So they're like one paycheck
away.
So
half of them are under the bridge. So to, we used to talk about, you know, they kind of sleeping in a culvert or whatever.
Absolutely.
That's awful. All right. Now, before we take a break, if someone is listening who has someone in their family, whatever, you know, how do they contact you so that if they have someone that's on the verge of being homeless or perhaps is homeless, how do they get a hold of Sky?
The first thing they do is call our offices. We do a lot of outreach throughout the area. Our phone number for outreach services is 928-583-7200. Again, that's 928-583-7200. And that is the outreach line. And they actually can help with even more services than just us.
Good.
So they can get you hooked up with services throughout the entire Prescott area for whatever specific needs that individual has.
All right. We'll follow up on this in a little bit. And, of course, anytime you have any questions, you contact, call the VA, ask for Mary Dillinger, and just say, that girl's on the radio all the time.
That's what I tell people. That is what
because
I know that some people are driving right now. So
sure.
if you weren't able to copy down Sky's number, that's fine. If you call me, I will put you in direct contact with
4860 is the base number.
Yes, it is.
Take it from there. All right, we'll take a time out. We'll be back with more on the Thursday Roundtable, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and in Cottonwood. Around the world, KQ&A.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
This Labor Day weekend, jam down the Cliff Castle Casino Hotel for the 2019 Reggae Fest. This August 31st, experience Rasta like never before and jam out to nothing but positive vibes starting at 1:30 p.m. This stacked lineup includes local favorite Kill Babylon Coalition, I Conscious, Pato Bonton, and special guest headliner, Hyrie. Tickets are just $25 and on sale now at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel or at cliffcastlecasinohotel.com. Management reserves all rights.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
It's monsoon season. You know what that means. Mud. Prescott Dirt is here to help. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. We can keep the mud out of your way and even slow down erosion, keeping your bank in place. Nobody wants their yard moving around by itself. No truck, no problem. Prescott Dirt delivers. Find us in Prescott and Prescott Valley to set up delivery or pickup. And you can find us online at PrescottDirt.com. Keep your yard beautiful with Prescott Dirt.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Recent mass shootings in Gilroy, El Paso, and Dayton are having an impact on public opinion. Mike Noble, Chief of Research at OH Predictive Insights, says a new poll shows more people want tougher gun laws.
We saw the recent spate of gun violence across the country is clearly shifting a public opinion. In our latest poll here in among Arizona likely voters, 54% believe that the current laws on guns are not strict enough here in Arizona.
The poll was conducted 10 days after the recent mass shootings.
What was most interesting is that key voter block of independent voters shifted 17 points, saying that they think the laws are not strict enough.
The poll showed only marginal movement among partisan voters. It's the Diamondbacks and Los Angeles Dodgers getting underway with the pregame show at 6 o'clock tonight, the first pitch at 6:40 at Chase Field, right here on KQNA. Mostly sunny, a 30% chance for scattered brief afternoon showers later today, 10% tonight and Friday, cooling after bedtime to a mostly cloudy 63 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Mostly sunny highs tomorrow near 92, Saturday 95, Sunday 91. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling overnight to a mostly cloudy 68, heating up to a mostly sunny 104 tomorrow and Saturday, 100 Sunday. Day with the same chances for rain. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues on KQ&A.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. Cold weather will be here before you know it. Now is the time to save money this winter with our pre-buy program. You can purchase all or part of the propane you think you'll use between October and March at a guaranteed low rate. If you don't use it all, we'll credit your account. This deal is only good while supplies last, so order today. Go to BarrettPropane.com or call us at 636-1600. That's 636-1600. And don't forget, we're the local guys. When you buy here, your money stays here. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Get ready for Celebrate Life Health Expo 2019, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Experience the biggest and best expo yet on Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Your mega adventure awaits you as you tour the world's only larger-than-life walkthrough exhibits of the human body, Mega Body and Mega Heart, as well as Colossal Colon. You'll have experts guide you through these supersized exhibits as you learn how our mega marvelous bodies work. YRMC Celebrate Life Health Expo features health, wellness, and fitness activities for all ages. Enjoy self-defense, chair yoga, and recipe demonstrations. To information on healthy lifestyle choices and activities for the kids, you'll find something for everyone. Bring the whole family to YRMC Celebrate Life Health Expo at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley, Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, visit YRMCHealthConnect.org.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Hey, thank you very much for joining us this Thursday afternoon. We're visiting with Sky and Mary from the Veterans Administration, the hospital in Prescott. Talked about the stand down, which is the 13th and 14th of September on the campus. Sky.
No, actually, it's going to be located in Frontier Village, the old Manzanita building is.
Oh,
it is actually 1841 East State Highway 69 in Suite 114.
Come on, small town.
You can't miss it. They take up a lot of space there. The doors are open. They're very welcoming. You can't miss it. You just go into Frontier Village.
You'll find us.
Okay. Mary, welcome home, Charlie Company. Big event coming.
It is. On September 7th, Charlie Company's coming home. They're going to be downtown square at 11:30. The city of Prescott is welcoming them and trying to set up some cool events and things for them to do at the Armory and at the American Legion. And then that'll be followed up with a picnic that the VA is participating in to help do some outreach. But it's approximately 120 or so soldiers returning from 158th. So we're very happy to be a big part in this.
Now I'm going to get a little personal here. You've got a soldier in your family.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And so do you.
Well, tell me about your soldier.
My daughter, she just graduated from AIT. She's home right now on leave, and she is being stationed in Korea, and she leaves on the 3rd.
And what happens on the 4th?
On the 4th, it's her 21st birthday.
Can you imagine that?
Yes. Oh, so.
Yeah.
But my husband and I were both very proud. We're both Army, as you know. So, and we didn't push her or pressure her anyway. She chose to take this route, and we're just really, really proud of her.
Same with my grandson, but he started at the program at the Prescott High School, and then they would meet at the mall. I think they're meeting now the Army is meeting in Prescott Valley, but it's what he wanted to do, and I couldn't be better.
And they
couldn't
start young because the young Marines, anybody who takes part in that, they have them as young as 6 years old. And the young Marines, they practice at the VA, and it's pretty awesome watching them.
Cool.
Little six-year-olds, but they're pretty awesome. We use them for color guard.
The National POW/MIA Recognition Day is the 20th.
Yes, it's the 20th of September. It's always the third Friday in September. And so the event is at 10 a.m., and it's at the Ramada, which is just right across from the big flagpole, so you can't miss it.
Yeah.
Any and everybody, of course, is welcome to attend this event. It's a beautiful event to honor our former POWs and those that are still MIA family members. Anybody can attend this event, of course. And for the former POWs who attend and any dignitaries who care to join, we have a luncheon afterwards where they can get to sit and talk and, you know, a little camaraderie, a little tell your stories. It's really great.
And it's a good thing because that sometimes what they need to do is kind of talk it out.
It is. I believe it's necessary. And you can't attend this event without getting choked up or feel emotions, whether you served or not. It's there. And it's really great to hear the stories. And we have local students that take part in the ceremony every year. And it's really great. And that's one of the things that we love the most about it, is that we make sure that our generations now understand the sacrifices that they have made.
A couple quick things. You still giving out the Vietnam
Absolutely.
Pins.
Vietnam veteran pins. You call the VA. Just tell the VA I need to talk to Mary who on the radio, or you call me directly. My number is 717-7587. We'll always honor our Vietnam veterans with the 50th anniversary commemoration lapel pin.
Flu shots coming up next month.
Yes, so please don't forget when you go, if you've got any upcoming appointments, anything, talk to your primary care team about getting your flu shot because you want to get in there, get it done early so you have it and you're all set to go.
Yep. And, Sky, the, stand down's coming up and, You may be giving flu shots then. You're not quite sure yet. But
we're still in the finishing up of the planning stages. If
you have someone in your family or your circle of influence is homeless or almost homeless, this is the time to get involved and contact Sky at the VA or call.
Sky actually works at U.S. Vets.
U.S. Vets, yes. I'm sorry. And or call Mary, and that'll be taken care of. It's two or three great events coming up in September. Lots of things going on. We'll probably talk to you later on this month and plug it again.
Oh, absolutely. But, Sky, can you give them your number one more time?
Sure.
Absolutely. It's 583-7200.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us, Chuck.
Congratulations to your daughter.
Appreciate it.
I hope she has a safe journey.
Thank you so
much.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Sky. We'll be back with more. We're going to talk about the final weekend of horse racing at Arizona Downs right after these words.
It sure is hot in Cottonwood in the summer, and nothing is cooler than riding Cottonwood Area Transit.
Bruce, CAT provides friendly, safe, and courteous travel, and that's why riding the CAT is cool during the summertime.
Cottonwood Area Transit can take you where you want to go in Clarkdale, Verde Villages, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Lynx will give you a cool ride to Sedona.
Don't forget your trips to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
Rudy, that's hot stuff.
And I'm riding the cool CAT. Let's go.
Visit CottonwoodAZ.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
At Nationwide Vision, when you buy four boxes of contact lenses, you will receive a free pair of eyeglasses, and you can even use your vision insurance. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com.
I've been talking to Ed Walls, General Manager of Lamb Chevrolet Cadillac and Lamb Nissan in Prescott. Ed, are you guys having one of your famous 10 sales this Labor Day weekend?
We sure are. Twice a year, we reduce our inventory through these giant 10 events. We found that we either have to take these cars to auction and wholesale them at a huge loss, or mark them down that close to wholesale pricing and just sell them locally.
Why do you guys do this?
Well, if you think about it, it's expensive to take these cars to auction. With transportation and auction fees, it just makes a lot more sense to mark them down and sell them to local residents. It's much better to have them enjoy the savings.
I know you guys always draw a crowd at these events.
We sure do. Local bargain hunters have figured out that a Lamb 10 sale is the time to score a deal. This year, we're going to feature a large selection of cars priced under $6,000.
And I also see here that Nissan and Chevy have released extra rebates on new vehicles for Labor Day. Looks like this is the weekend to buy a new car, too.
Now is the time.
Well, I know your 10 sales are a lot of fun and an easy way to buy a car. I'll see you out there this Wednesday through Labor Day under the 10 Dan Giant flag at Lamb Chevrolet.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Yes, he is, and perfect place for radio. Thank you for joining us. We are taking attendance. Don't change that dial. We're watching you right now on hands-free radio, KQ&A. Ann McGovern is with us, who is the general manager of Arizona Downs, the final weekend coming up. Oh, boy.
It's exciting.
Lots of exciting things going on, and you have two guests, Cassie Guglielmino and Jake Samuels.
Yep.
The two leading jockeys for the season. Not that there's any competition, but they happen to be married, folks. That I'm telling you. And I look at you guys, and it reaffirms what I've said all these many years. that jockeys in horse racing are the strongest athletes for their size, pound for pound, and over anything, or pro football or anything else. And you're buff. And it's a rough business. And quite honestly, it's a dangerous business. So congratulations. We'll start with Cassie. How you doing?
Good. Yeah, it's good.
What in the world brought you into becoming a jockey in the horse racing industry?
Oh, man. Well, I get that question a lot. Actually,
yeah,
I grew up on...
That's why you have the answer, right?
I grew up on a cattle ranch and
where?
Northeastern Washington. And so I grew up riding. I rodeoed a little bit as a kid, and I just used to watch horse racing on TV and thought, man, I want to do that.
And I can do that.
Yeah. So kind of just found little doors in and a lot of hard work.
And it's starting to pay off, obviously.
Yeah.
How do jockeys get, you get paid by the mount, win, lose, or draw, I take it?
Yep, we get what they call jock mount, so we get paid for every horse we ride.
Who pay you, trainer or the owner?
Sometimes it's the same person. Yeah, depending, the owner, and then it goes through the track, and then, you know, we get paid by the track, basically.
Okay.
And then if we win the race, we make 10%
of the purse.
What the horse makes of the
purse.
Okay. Yeah.
The reason I say that is because there's got to be a lot of, you know, sometimes there's got to be some competition, to get one of you on a horse. So, Jake, what got you started in this business?
Well, I've always been one of the smaller guys around. So I had
you don't look that small. What are you, about 6 foot eight? Oh, 5 foot eight.
Had some neighbors down the road a few miles.
Where did you?
Close to Cassie's place, northeastern Washington.
Did you know each other?
No, and actually the funny thing is our schools actually played each other in sports.
Oh.
But we didn't know each other until we was crossing the border up to Canada, heading to a racetrack. I had some guys down the road that was asking my mom when I was a little kid, when is Jake going to start coming over and galloping horses for us?
Really?
And I think I got about 13 or 14 years old, and I finally just decided to give it a try, and I fell in love with it.
So when you have to learn to be a jockey. It's not like sitting on, you know, going out on a, you know, little ride in the country or something like that.
Yeah.
What are the muscles that you use the most?
Our legs and our back.
Okay.
I mean, well, everything. I mean.
Well, I know that, but the legs, you gotta, how do you put them in the stirrups and push backwards? Push down?
Well, you know, in the gates, there's a certain way we sit. We got our left foot forward and our right foot back. That way, if, you know, the horse stumbles out of the gates, our left foot is gonna be the one to protect us from going over.
Okay.
And our right foot, the one that we sit back, is the one that kinda helps us follow the horse out of the gates, you know. So, and then going around the racetrack, we flatten our feet and, you know, sit nice and relaxed and still.
It's a full body workout.
I was going to ask, Cassie, for you, was it hard for you to adjust to this type of activity? I mean, obviously, you've always been athletic.
Yeah, it was super hard. And I thought I was, the first time I galloped a horse, I thought I was pretty fit. I ran track in high school, and I rode all the time. And I got on a racehorse, and I was like, I'm going to die. I'm so tired. But it's a full body workout. Like, you don't really get, I mean, I, there's nothing really to replicated that I've done.
You can run as far as you can run.
Well, I've been out to the track several times, and went back when we had it in Prescott to go to the track. And you have control of yourself, but you don't know what the horse is going to do. And, you know, Jake, you were talking about that, and Cassie, the same thing. You said, I think I know this horse, but if that horse is having a bad day, what do you do?
There's a lot of factors into, you know, guiding a 1,200-pound animal, and but, you know, experience, and you learn little tricks to getting horses around the turn, and, you know, all those sorts of things just comes with time.
And I'm an understudy for a jockey. I may, you know, this may be my career next year. I don't know, but what are some of those little tricks about coming into the turn?
Well, you know, mean, you can speak to that too, but it just depends on the horse. Sometimes you do.
Well, it depends on where you are in a also from the outside or inside.
Exactly, where you are on the track, the horse, sometimes the opposite of what you would think. You know, you'd think pull the left rein to make a left-handed turn. Sometimes you pull the right rein, and that works for the horse better. So it's just getting to know the horse, trying something new if something's not working. And you know, there's a lot of factors.
There's some of those horses where if you're going to get this horse around the turn, you just throw his head away.
Yeah, no
steering. Or his
no
or her
steering.
Head away. No steering. And you just learn to trust the horses, you know. It's
now you guys ride, you ride both quarter horse and thoroughbreds.
Yes.
Any preference?
She's a thoroughbred person. I'm a quarter horse guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
for sure.
What's the difference between a thoroughbred and a quarter horse?
Well, a quarter horse is a sprinter, and a thoroughbred is a more distance.
They're trained that. They're bred that way.
Quarter horses are incredibly fast and powerful for a short distance, and there's a little more strategy in a thoroughbred race, you know.
Which is why I don't like them.
The pace, the position, all that plays
more
role.
And you have a nice big track here, and it's, I understand, and of course Ann will talk to this, you've got one of the best track men around. That track's pretty good shape all the time. Take good care of it, and that's important for you guys.
Yeah,
for sure,
definitely.
Yeah.
Ever get thrown off during a race?
Yeah.
that sound you hear is going, oh, yeah. Of
Many
course.
Times, yeah.
Yeah. We laugh about it, but it can be, you know, if you're in the middle of the pack and get thrown off, that's pretty hairy stuff.
For sure, yeah.
Ann, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. And I have to add, jockeys do not get the credit that they deserve for being, one, tremendous athletes that you recognize, and being fearless, and their work ethic, and how hard it is to be a good jockey. And I don't think people realize how hard it really is.
And these are two very nice young people compared to me, anyhow. And it's good for the profession.
It is. Cassie and Jake are both, you know, they're really good representatives. Not only are they good at what they do, they're good jockeys. They can tell the story of racing very well, and they're approachable, and, you know, kids love jockeys when they get off the horse and they're waving at them. They're just great for the sport.
That's right. I hadn't thought about that, but you're role models for these young kids out there. And one of the things, Anne, that I've seen at the track is that you have, made it very comfortable for families to come out and enjoy the horses. And there's even a family center there.
It's one of our goals. It's an affordable outing for your family. It's $2 to admission, and there's tons of free seating. Children 12 and under are free. And that's what we want. We want families to come out. You don't have to bet. You can come out and watch the gorgeous animals, the great jockeys, and just have a good time. Have a
good
hamburger,
good
food. Yeah, we've got great food.
In fact, you have some specials this weekend.
Well, this weekend is super exciting. Both Saturday and Sunday, it's our closing weekend. And we have a lucky wallet promotion, and luck happens at Arizona Downs. So the first 300 paid admissions are going to get a wallet that has at least a mutual voucher worth $2, but it could have a mutual voucher up to $100 and tons of other gift certificates from local restaurants like Red Lobster and Casa Perez and the Napa Auto Center and, you know, all of our good supporters, you know, and there's tons of good stuff in the wallets.
And that's this Saturday and Sunday?
Saturday and Sunday, the first 300 paid admissions through the door.
And
partners,
and
that's the word I wanted, was okay. Partners.
Yeah. I wouldn't have thought of that. You did, thank goodness. It's been quite a summer.
It's been a great summer.
And the first time through, how do you feel?
I'm pretty excited about the community support we've had and the horseman support and the jockey support. I don't think we could have asked for anything better on track. And as far as the show we put on, I think it's a very good show, and people come out and they leave smiling and having a good time. And that's what I want. I want people to leave there saying, oh, that was fun. I want to come back.
Yeah. And next year, pretty much the same schedule?
That's the goal, Memorial Day to Labor Day, and hopefully we can add another day of racing, but if not, 2 days is plenty fun, too.
Well, it keeps everybody busy. One of the things that you have really good rapport with the men and women who own and train the horses there. I think that that's important to keep them there.
Well, we tried really hard to cater the horsemen as much as we can. You know, we have what we have at the racetrack. It's been closed for 10 years, and I have a capital improvement list longer than my arm right now. But I think we did a pretty good job getting it back in shape for the time we had.
And it's as far as I can tell, it's been pretty successful. You had good crowds.
Yeah, every weekend it's a good sized facility. It was built right sized, and you know we're over 1,000 people a day, sometimes 1,200-1,300 people, which is what the facility can handle. And as I said, I think people are comfortable there, and families are comfortable, and they have a great time.
And everybody's looking forward to this weekend, and then for next year. And for Jake and Cassie, do you just take the rest of the year off, right?
Oh, that would be nice.
That would be nice.
Someday.
Well, what are you going to another track or?
Yeah, we're going to go home and take a little vacation after this for a little while before
back to Washington.
Yeah, back to Washington.
Okay.
And then be down in Turf Paradise for the winter time.
Oh,
down in Phoenix.
Have you raced there before?
Yeah, we was there last year and a little bit the year before. But yeah, we'll definitely be back there.
And Cassie, how are you anticipating the rest of your career? At some point, are you going to say, I'm going to hang it up when I'm 40, or what do you think?
I don't know. I don't really have a specific age that I want to be done riding by. I'm just, you know, take it one step at a time. It's an unpredictable career. So
you're having a good time?
A great time. Yeah, I love it.
I mean, this is what you wanted to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Jake, same?
Pretty much the same, yeah.
All right.
Although there might be an announcer position in Jake's future.
Oh, yeah, well, so Michael Rona left. Michael left. He's off to Kentucky Downs.
He'll be going to Grants Pass first, then Kentucky Downs first, then Grants Pass, and then he has the full-time gig at Los Alamitos in California.
How about that? We knew him when.
Mm-hmm. But our new announcer, Mike Dimoff, is awesome. He is an Arizonan.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And he is amazing, and not only is he a good announcer, he's a great handicapper.
And one of the things I'd have to say, and we're running out of time before I have everything asked, but if you think it's easy to call a horse race, sit in the stands and try it. Sit in the stands and drink.
It's very hard. I mean, sitting here talking for me is hard. I can't imagine trying to call a race. It's not easy.
You've brought Beetlebomb, the stick horse here. Right?
Well, if that's what you want to name him, okay. This will be one of the things we're giving out this weekend. The stick horse is really
good. It's a stick horse, and you're going to give that away to...
We'll have coupons in the lucky wallets, and some of them will have stick horse coupons.
Okay.
Can you make him talk?
Hey, Beetlebomb, what's up? There he comes. He's on the back tide. He's around the turn. He's heading for home. We have a winner. $2 across the board on Beetlebomb. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
We have a winner. That we're going to give that. This is
a
sick
horse. That's yours, Chuck. You may have that.
Oh. Well,
okay. You can take him home.
I was going to ride it home.
There you go.
I just think this is the coolest little stick horse, and the kids will love it.
Kids seem to love horses, whether they're stick horses or real horses.
Yeah, and you don't have to ride the broom anymore, kids.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, what time's the gates open?
Doors open 10 o'clock. First race is 1 o'clock, and we have 8 exciting races. And after we close on Sunday, we are open. We have tons of events scheduled. We have quinceañeras and weddings and proms. And, we will be introducing Yappy Hour in September. In September will be our first one. And, folks can bring their dogs to Happy Hour, and the dogs can go out on the racetrack and walk around.
We got to have you back here next month.
We'll talk more about Yappy Hour.
Absolutely. It's going to be a busy, happy, and successful weekend for you guys.
I sure hope so.
I'm excited for you, and happy Labor Day weekend to everybody.
Are we going to see you at the track?
I'm going to try and get out there. Okay. You betcha. Number 5, across the board. There you go. That's going to wrap things up for this edition of the Thursday Roundtable. Thank you for listening. Don't forget, we've got Dodgers Diamondbacks 6 o'clock right here on KQ&A, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and around the world, and other great cities on KQ&A.com. Bye.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson and Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.